Then nā koe kere ama right, nā mihi ki a koe. How's London?
Kia ora, morena, hine ani o te rā, kia ora tātou katoa. London is busy, but great.
Ka pai, was the spectacle what you expected and what was the crowd reaction?
Yeah, it was, I've got to say, it was an honour and a privilege to be here. You know, hei māngai mō te aopapaho Māori. It wasn't until I got here I realised I was the only Māori journalist on the ground. And so to be able to provide our whānau back home with a different perspective to the coronation has been awesome. To be honest, I didn't really know much about the coronation before I was got the nod to come over, so I had to do some intensive research on Google and YouTube. And I read up a lot of the tikanga surrounding the coronation, which was, you know, despite our whakaaro towards the coronation, some of the tikanga and kaua associated were really interesting. So, yeah, I mean, we were down there on the mall the day of the coronation. There was packed tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands of policemen from all over the world there to witness the first coronation in 70 years. So it was definitely a huge occasion.
The pomp and pageantry, eh? You can't, you know, nowhere else in the world matches it.
It was unreal. It was unreal. And, you know, to see the level of marketing and the level of, just effort that they go through to put on the pomp and pageantry that's associated with this coronation, it's unreal. And, you know, really it's amazing to see, despite some of our whakaaro towards the kingitanga of the House of Windsor and King Charles, some of our whānau back home, you know, definitely don't agree that Māori should be here. You know, you can't deny how amazing it is to see, you know, some of that sort of stuff going on. So, yeah, it was an honour to be here.
But still, you know, even though Māori, kei te amamu, there's a fascination Māori have with the monarchy. Is that the respect for whakapapa? You know, they were talking about 1066 and the kings and queens that have gone before that have been crowned within Westminster Abbey. Is that part of our fascination with them?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I mean, right. Whakapapa is a huge thing to this kahu ariki, and I was looking through the official program or souvenir book for the coronation, and on the back three pages are all of King Charles' whakapapa. Six pages worth, and I thought, oh, that's something that us as Māori could resonate with, and we just got back to London from Windsor Castle, where the final big coronation concert is taking place. That's where King Ituhetia and Matau Ariki are right at this moment. And Windsor Castle is 900 years old. So I think we are fascinated by the history of it all, despite, the colonisation aspect. For me, certainly, it does interest me that this history is so old. And there's a lot of emphasis on whakapapa.
So, Kingi Tuheitia and his party, they're okay after the somewhat shaky beginning at New Zealand House?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, you know, the government is definitely on notice, and Phil Boff is definitely on notice, and he was, I got to say, having witnessed what unfolded at the High Commission the other night, that was up there with the Tematatini for Pōhiri for me. But to see how Ngita handled it, the Chief of Staff for the Kingitanga, Ngita Simmons, how he handled the situation and how he so eloquently gave everyone a slap in the face in Te Reo Māori and English, it was beautiful to watch. And I think, you know, definitely the message has been acknowledged and heeded by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade and High Commission in London. But despite that, you know, King Ituhetia, I mean, he had his 20-minute private audience with King Charles on Friday, and I hear that he took the opportunity to again invite King Charles back to Turanga Waiwai in the coming months, I'm not too sure if he had a response to that request or to that invitation yet. And being the first time our Māori monarch has attended a coronation in the 165-year history of our kingitanga, it's amazing and it's a significant occasion. And they might say their history goes back a few years, King Charles and King Tuhetia. And so just being able to strengthen that relationship and mould it into hopefully, a healthier relationship between the Crown and Te Uru Māori moving forward, because that's the end game here, and that was the basis of the kingitanga giving their four taonga, their four koha to King Charles to mark his first coronation, but also to strengthen those ties between the whare ariki or Pōtato, the Te whare ariki or Windsor.
Well, as the sole Māori correspondent in Great Britain at the moment, where to now for you, Kereama?
We're here in London for another couple of days, and then we head over to, the King is actually flying to Paris for they're flying to Scotland actually. There's a kaupapa with regards to the middle te whirawhiro, the tartan, the kingitanga tartan, which I just learned the other day is actually an officially registered tartan in Scotland. And so he kaupapa pārātou kei kotirana, and then he flies off to Paris for us. We are heading to Wales in the coming days to film another kaupapa over there with regards to Waikato Pine and then on our way home. So, yes, looking forward to getting home.
Oh, ka pai. Well, thank you very much. And safe journeys to all of you, and we'll see you home soon. Nga mihi.
Kia ora atu, Hinyani.